Welcome into You're the Cure right here on KRFE AM 580 with Dr. Ben Edwards, of course, MD, right here on the show. And, of course, brought to you by Veritas Medical. Check out the website, veritasmedical.com. Of course, our number at the clinic, 1-855-6-VERITAS, the number to call. And, of course, along the way, if you have any questions throughout the broadcast as well, you can call us at 745-5800. Let me say good morning once again to Dr. Ben Edwards, MD. Good morning,
sir. Good morning, Wade. Thank you for having me again.
And health coach Melody Wilkes here on the show. Hey. Hello. How are you?
Halfway through the health coaching institution.
Oh, yes. We are all excited around the house about that, aren't we? Yes. Okay.
You and then say that like you're not.
I am happy. I'm happy camper on that. We also have a special guest on the phone line with us today. Now, he's on the back line, so again, if you'd like to call in and weigh in on any of the subject matter at hand, you can certainly do so at 745-5800. But we have Jim Henser on the phone, I believe.
Henser, yep.
Henser, okay. And Jim, welcome into the show. Glad to have you today on You're the Cure.
Thanks for having me. Great to be here.
Okay, so you're going to explain to us what Jim's going to talk about.
Well, yes, we're going to let Jim tell his own story here in just a second, as we do with most of our guests. We like to hear how they got to where they are today. But today's topic is hormones, bioidentical hormones in particular, is what we'll be talking about.
I like that topic.
Popular topic around our clinic. But I like to always start with, of course, the four pillars: nutrition, hydration, movement, and peace. You know, the way I see the hormones, I have folks come in all the time and say, "Doc, I think my thyroid's out of whack because I can't lose weight, and I'm fatigued, and I'm cold, and my hair's falling out." And I mean, they have all the top 10 symptoms of low thyroid hormone, and possibly even have been to their doctor who checked their blood work and the TSH was normal, so they were not treated. So we'll start looking at their thyroid and pretty quickly determine, yeah, it looks like they're not getting enough of that thyroid effect inside their cell. But what I always like to remind patients is you cannot forget about the thyroid receptors. Hormones work like a key in a keyhole. And it's not always just a matter of not having enough keys. A lot of times, in fact, it's that your keyholes are bent out of shape. You know, like insulin, we've talked about this on the previous shows, insulin resistance. It's when the insulin keyhole's been out of shape or it's down-regulated and there just aren't enough keyholes. So we can't forget about the keyholes, these receptors for the hormones. And so, of course, we always start with the diet and the lifestyle and bringing down inflammation and trying to clean some things up before we just throw a bunch of keys into the mix, some bioidentical keys or hormones. And I'm obviously not anti-hormones. We do a lot of hormone replacement in our clinic, but I always like to preface our hormone talks with that. You cannot ignore the inflammation. You cannot ignore the inflamed cell membranes where a lot of these receptors sit. You've got to have the right healthy fats that make up those cell membranes. So there's a lot to this. It's not just a matter of throw some hormones into the mix.
We'll take a quick text here and then get to our guests, but since we have one coming in. Says, I have a 30-year-old friend who was recently diagnosed with RA, I guess rheumatoid arthritis maybe. Mm-hmm. What kind of success rate have you seen with reversing this in your office? I've given her information about you in your office because I hate for her to be put on the harsh treatments that Western medicine offers to simply manage her symptoms.
Right. We've had a lot of good success with rheumatoid arthritis, psoriatic arthritis. These are autoimmune diseases. Probably the number one thing we see at our clinic is autoimmune disease, whether that be autoimmune thyroid or joints or MS or whatever. So it's an immune system issue. You know, we tend to put things in compartments in Western medicine. So if your joints hurt and it's in an autoimmune disease, we go to the rheumatologist. But if it's an autoimmune disease of your thyroid, we go to the endocrinologist. If it's of your brain, the MS, we go to the neurologist. So we've got all these specialists looking at the individual different locations in the body, but nobody's really looking at the immune system and the autoimmune. Why is the immune system turned on itself and attacking the joints in the case of RA? So functional medicine doctors, integrative medicine doctors, to me, are really the specialists to go to for autoimmune, because they're going to look at the triggers that cause that immune system to get dysfunctional. So we've had some good success on helping people's immune system get back in order. And when you do that, then the symptoms of RA can go away. And we've had lots of good success with that. So I just encourage that person who texted in, have their friend watch our introductory video, part one and two. I think I even talk about RA on my intro videos. We have a testimonial from Carrie on our website. She had RA, and today she's symptom-free and off her meds. And just study the website in general about our philosophy of get to the root of the problem as opposed to just treating the inflammatory symptoms with anti-inflammatory medications. So thanks for that question. Now we're going to go on to our primary topic of today, which is bioidentical hormones. And Jim from Las Colinas Pharmacy, Jim's the head lead pharmacist there at Las Colinas in the Dallas area. Jim's been in the bioidentical hormone industry since the 1980s, and he was really a pioneer in this industry. And I'm going to let him kind of tell his story of how he got into it, but I would consider Jim to be one of the foremost leaders in bioidentical hormone therapy. He travels the world lecturing to physicians and others about bioidentical hormones. There's lots of research, lots of science, lots of evidence to support the use of bioidentical hormones. And let me just say before we give the mic to Jim, as a physician trained in an allopathic medical school at UT Houston Medical School here in Texas, I didn't even know there was such a thing as bioidentical hormones. I never heard that word. Hormone replacement therapy was just Premarin, Prempro, these synthetic versions of hormones, and that's all I knew. And about the time I was in school is when the big study came out that said everybody needs to get off Premarin because it's causing heart attacks and strokes. So I kind of got trained in just those synthetic hormones and how to get people off of them. So that's really all I knew about hormones. In fact, one of my OBGYN attending physicians, and kind of in jest, but it turned out it was actually pretty accurate. He said, "Ben, all you really got to know when it comes to women and their hormones is how old they are. That's really the only question you need to know."
Hey.
He said, "If they're 45 and younger, you put them on a birth control pill and some Zoloft. If they're 45 and above, you put them on Premarin and some Zoloft."
Oh my God!
It was awful. Now looking back and now knowing what I know now, but actually going through residency, it was pretty accurate. If someone had menstrual cramps or irregular cycles or heavy cycles or whatever, you just put them on birth control pills if they were under 45, and if they were over that, you put them on Premarin. So it was crazy. But anyways, so that's kind of the background of where I came into this. I didn't even know about bioidenticals until 2012 when I went to Jonathan Wright's Bioidentical Hormone Conference out in San Francisco. It was the first integrative conference I went to, so my eyes were opened. But Jim, let's talk about you. Welcome to the show. Thank you for being with us today.
Well, thank you. And, you know, I hope that everybody listening realizes what a jewel Dr. Edwards really is, because a guy like that who has such a broad view of medicine has a lot more tools in his tool chest to help you achieve optimal health than does most of my traditional doctor buddies. And believe me, this is not about bashing traditional medicine, because, you know, my buddies are committed to the health of their patients, but they just don't have as many tools in their tool chest or maybe the knowledge base that Dr. Edwards has. And I just want to thank you for sharing that with your patients.
Well, you bet, Jim. Thank you. It's a joy to get to learn about and utilize all these different tools, because ultimately it helps the patient, and that's what we're all in it for, is to help patients feel better and be able to go live their life and be who God made them to be. But Jim, tell us, I kind of mentioned back in the 80s you sort of got into this, so if you don't mind briefly, tell us kind of your story and history of how you kind of shifted into this bioidentical hormone realm.
Yeah, I think that personal trials sometimes stimulate you to make a change, and my wife, you know, I hope she doesn't mind me sharing her HIPAA data, but had a hysterectomy, oophorectomy at age of 28. So I had a menopausal woman on my hands at age 28, and I saw this wonderful, I mean, she was modeling in Dallas. I mean, she was manager of a major department store. I mean, she was a dynamo. And all of a sudden, I mean, I saw her just literally falling apart on me. I mean, anxiety, no sleep, saw her immune system starting to crash. I mean, a completely different change. I mean, the photographic memory disappeared. Mood went down, and this is a very upbeat woman. And all of a sudden, I saw that something was wrong. And I'd been taught in school that, as you were, you get Premarin. And we tried that after the hysterectomy and oophorectomy, and unfortunately, Premarin made her feel worse. And she said, "I'm not taking this stuff." And I didn't know anything about that it was the urine of pregnant mares. All I knew is that's what we're supposed to get. So anyway, she and I were talking and discussing, well, what is the major hormone in the body that I'm now missing? And we just looked at root cause, and we said, well, estradiol is the number one female hormone. So we said, well, why don't we put that in a transdermal form? You know, it's a cream that would absorb through the skin, because we had had the idea that they give some heart medicines through the skin and it helped the heart. And so we thought, well, let's try it with hormones and see if we can miss liver deactivation of the hormone. And I'll be darned if I went to a lot of trouble to put together the very first bioidentical transdermal gel in the country. And all of a sudden I started getting my girlfriend back. And it was great. And, we've now been married 39 years. And so that was the beginning of my trek to achieve knowledge and understand hormone balance in women.
Wow. So the first one in the country to apply transdermal on top of the skin estrogen. That's pretty incredible.
I didn't have good lawyers, so we didn't get a patent, but we have helped a lot of women.
Right. Well, that's awesome.
But that, and it was through the efforts of guys like Jonathan Wright and Dr. Lee and quite a few other pioneers that we started understanding that there was more to hormone replacement than just simply estrogen. We found out that progesterone has a major role in the health of women. We also found out that testosterone has a major role in the health of women. And so it's really not about just estrogen. It's about a balance of all the hormones. Matter of fact, when gynecologists study in med school, endocrinology, the doctor who wrote the textbook for these guys says that a woman can only be optimal if she has a balance of the actions of all her hormones, not just estrogen, not just progesterone, not just testosterone. It's a balance of hormones.
Yeah, and I find that fascinating because really looking back in my training, of course I wasn't OBGYN, but I was a broadly trained family practitioner and delivered babies and did OBGYN rotations. And that's all I recall is the estrogen. I don't remember progesterone for sure. Testosterone wasn't in the picture at all. Like I said earlier, the word bioidentical definitely wasn't in the picture. So, Jim, explain to our listeners kind of the difference between maybe what some of them are used to thinking about with estrogen, like Premarin, versus the different natural estrogens that you utilize.
You know, back when I first started this, the reason we came up with trying to use a natural hormone to the human body, we call that biologically identical, or bioidentical for short, is we thought, well, we came to this dance, you know, nature, God, whatever you your belief system is, gave us these natural hormones in our body, and it would seem to me that those would be the ones that would work the best. And that was just common sense. Well, luckily, we've had a tremendous amount of material science come out of studies that show that, indeed, these bioidentical hormones, the ones that are exactly the same as what the body has manufactured your whole life, those are the most healthy and the most protective for our health. But when we say, well, gosh, you know, what about medroxyprogesterone acetate, which is a chemicalized version of natural progesterone? What we find is that Provera, which is medroxyprogesterone acetate, increases the risk of cancer, heart attack, and stroke, which is why hormones have a bad name, because, oh my gosh, you know, you use this Provera, and we know that you get an increased risk of cancer, heart attack, and stroke, so let's avoid that or only use it for a short period of time. And so that's what we've been stuck with, Ben, is using these chemicalized versions of the hormones as opposed to the naturally produced hormones in our body.
Right. And I want to just, I like to explain to my patients so they can visualize the difference between a natural hormone that God made for our body versus these chemical variants. I mentioned a hormone's like a key going into a keyhole. Well, the keys have a certain cut to them, just like the key for your front door. It's cut a certain way. It fits that lock perfectly. It won't fit any other lock. And so the hormones that God gave us, the natural bioidentical, have this certain shape, a certain cut that fits those receptors perfectly. But then you can't put a patent on a naturally occurring substance like these hormones. So a pharmaceutical company can come along and make a little bit of a change, a little bit of a tweak. They can cut that key just a slightly different, so it still fits in that keyhole good enough to get some of the symptom relief, but it's the imperfectness of that fit that can lead to all the side effects. But they have to do that in order to put a patent on it.
As a matter of fact, in the textbook that gynecologists study in med school for endocrinology, that doctor went on to say that if you take a naturally occurring hormone in the body and you alter the structure, just like you said, put a tweak on it so that it no longer is exactly the same molecule, he says that that new entity, that new drug, will no longer have the same effects and side effects as the original hormone, and which explains how we see increased risk of cancer, heart attack, and stroke with medroxyprogesterone acetate, but we do not see, we see protection against cancer, heart attack, and stroke whenever we use natural progesterone. So, yeah. Absolutely right. Key in the lock.
Yeah, it's fascinating. And folks, you got to really understand what we're saying here, that one little change, one little tweak of this natural hormone, all of a sudden, it's a different thing. It's actually a drug now, and it actually increases your risk of cancer, where the original hormone decreases your risk of cancer. It's really an incredible thing. And really, I think, speaks to the arrogance of man to come in here and think, oh, we can just tweak this a little bit so that we can put a patent on it and charge a lot of money. But the end result is a different product and the different side effects, including cancer. So really important point to drive home. So, Jim, as you started with your wife with the transdermal estrogens, kind of go from there, knowing the progesterone and the testosterone were important too. So did you just kind of trial and error, learn how to balance these things out, or tell us about your transition into where you are now?
And it was an evolution of knowledge is really what it was. And we started out thinking that estrogen was everything, and then we found out, you know, women do better when we add some natural progesterone. And we figured out which dosages were working. Matter of fact, studies have shown and backed up what we just noticed in practice. We noticed in practice that when women used topical estrogen, they did better than when they took it orally. And then studies show that, oh my gosh, you know, these women who are using it topically are having less blood clots. So we go, wow, that's a good thing, and maybe less breast cancer too. So then we looked at progesterone and we go, wow, when we give progesterone orally, not only is it protective against breast cancer and heart disease, but it also makes women just feel better. They have less anxiety. They're sleeping like babies. And we go, wow, well, the oral dose of progesterone is kind of working for us. And so we found out where the sweet spot was for progesterone. And then I went to a big conference and I saw a breast surgeon, and she was talking about all the studies on testosterone, and found out that testosterone is great for women, for not only for helping libido, but it decreases the risk of breast cancer and it makes their metabolism and their brain better. So I go, wow, quality of life wise, I mean, women just feel better. And that's what it's about. You know, we were giving this gift, our body, and it's a great gift, and it's up to us to try to take care of it. And it seems like just using these natural tools that God intended is just a natural progression, and trying to achieve the balance that we came to this dance with, again, the balance that we were given naturally, that gift.
Right. So I'm going to throw you a curveball here. I haven't ever asked you this before, and Jim's dad was a big league ball player. So he's ready for this curveball, I'm sure. But yeah, I get asked this question all the time, and I'll give my answer after yours. But for sure, I understand, like in your wife, a woman who has a hysterectomy in her 20s or 30s even, you know, definitely they need these hormones to stay youthful and to function and just to live normal and function normally. What is your take when you have a patient who's maybe gone through natural menopause and they're in their mid-50s or older, and they're asking you questions and wondering about, should I do hormones? Should I not do hormones? God, you know, made us to go through menopause, so why not just naturally go through that and forget about it? Don't do any hormone replacement, which obviously, if whatever a patient wants to do, you honor the patient's wishes. But if someone's really neutral but just asking that type of question, how do you respond to that?
I think that we were given the gift of our brain. And some of us use it more than others, obviously.
Right.
But we're given this gift of saying, you know, of logics and the ability to figure out problems, you know, as opposed to us just reacting and just letting life just hit us in the face, we're able to help form our destiny. And it seems to me that if we're given a gift, we'll take care of it. If I was given a bicycle and I didn't do any maintenance on it, it's going to fall apart on me. And you could say, well, that's the natural way that bicycle is only going to live a certain amount of time. Mm-hmm. But if you do good maintenance on it and lubricate the wheels and keep the air in the tires and your chain in good shape, that bicycle is going to continue to give you great service. And so why would you let it degrade if you had it in your ability to not? And so I don't think that it's, I think that God would say, man, you know, I'm really all for you taking care of your gift. I gave you a gift. Why not?
Right. Yeah. And in some of the studying I've done and talking to other physicians in the same field, I find it really interesting that when you do address the entire diet, lifestyle, you know, stress, this inflammatory, stressful life that Americans live, we tend to get more hormone issues. We tend to have more severe menopausal symptoms as opposed to more native cultures who aren't as stressed out, not living the industrialized Western crazy high sugar, high grain, high stress, you know, life. And those cultures tend to not have much in the way of menopausal symptoms. And when you do stuff like intermittent fasting and burst training, you increase growth hormone naturally, you increase testosterone naturally. So I'm always telling patients that, you know, the more you can press into the overall big picture, diet and lifestyle and the appropriate stress relief and the appropriate exercise and fasting from time to time, you can optimize a lot of your own hormones. But the less you can do of that, probably the more you're going to need to do to support your hormones. And there's a balance in there is what I would think. But do you see that practically speaking, that people who are looking at their entire life, they're easier to manage when they are on bioidentical hormones?
Well, I have two consultations with patients today and this afternoon. And I can tell you that I'm not going to go in there and say, I'm going to give you hormones and I'm going to adjust your thyroid and your life's going to be wonderful from here on out. I'm going to tell them that we've got to work on all aspects of your health, not just hormones and thyroid. So, I mean, I'm focusing on hormones and thyroid because that was our topic. But the reality is the body is a very complex series of systems working together. And it's not just one system. And I mean, you and I both know that if we get the intestinal tract, the gut healthy, that our immune system gets healthier. I mean, also, autoimmune diseases just disappear. And I've had patient after patient that I have, too, reversed autoimmune disease on. And we know the adrenals are important. When we fix the gut, the adrenals get better. And also supplements that we're not getting in our nutrition. But just basic nutrition can heal the body. And we also know that there's a spiritual aspect. We know that there's neurotransmitters, you know, forming our nervous system. And we can go on and on about different systems in the body. And this is a complex set of systems. And so if someone says, well, what are you going to do bang for the buck for me right now to make me feel better? Yeah. I can oftentimes throw some hormones and thyroid at them. But the reality is I love the long-term approach of getting all the systems. And, you know, I know that you start a lot with nutrition. And, man, I'm patting you on the back for that because it's amazing how many other things fall in the line once you get that right.
Right. Yeah, that's what we find for sure. I think we've got a question.
Yeah, we got a question on the text line. I guess what kind of leads into that, this listener asks, I've been on Atkins diet for 21 days, the induction phase. I haven't lost any weight, but I believe I've lost a little due to the clothes fitting better. I'm a type 2 with my number running 105 to 130. What can be done? Don't want to lose faith.
Right. Well, I always tell patients don't worry about the scale. I mean, the weight takes care of itself when you're getting everything else in order, so I definitely wouldn't stress about that. In fact, sometimes that's the stress of looking at the scale every day drives cortisol and adrenals and all kinds of stuff that is hampering your ultimate goal. What I would say, well, I would say in my patients that I know when they're type 2 diabetic and if they're plateauing or struggling, I'll start fasting them. We'll do intermittent fasting. We'll tell them to skip breakfast. Of course, you got to watch your blood sugars. Depend on if this person's on insulin, for you know, you definitely need to watch your blood sugars and work with your doctor. But intermittent fasting is a great tool to bring to reverse insulin resistance, which is at the root of type 2 diabetes. I mean, the introductory Atkins is great. You may just, number one thing to check, make sure you're not getting too much protein. Too much protein can actually turn into sugar or glucose. So go more high fat, moderate protein, low carb, and then throw in an intermittent fast where you just don't eat. And that's like skip breakfast, eat lunch and supper, skip breakfast, do that for a couple of days, maybe do a 24-hour fast. And that's a great way to kind of speed that process up. But 21 days, that's not much time. I mean, you're still early on. Insulin resistance can take 1 or 2 or 3 months to get rid of, or sometimes even longer. So mm-hmm. I would say be patient, stick with it, stay the course, maybe moderate the protein a little bit, increase the fats.
And how much does and maybe our guest today on the show could also address this, but how much of the hormones play into this role?
Huge. I mean, the weight gain, obesity, weight loss, it's a 100% hormone issue. I mean, it's all about hormones. Insulin, your fat storage hormone, leptin, ghrelin, thyroid, adrenal, cortisol. All these hormones play a role in your metabolism and whether to store fat or burn fat, whether to tell your brain you're full, quit eating, or no, go eat because I need food. These are all hormonal signals that are going on. Jim, do you have any?
Regulate also, and again, I mean, and you hit all a lot of good topics there. And in addition, I mean, if I'm going to talk about hormones, I'll also say that testosterone plays a key role in there, and that. Study after study has shown that men with good testosterone levels have less insulin resistance because the testosterone is actually grabbing the sugar and putting it into the cell and burning it like firewood in the fireplace for energy. So we get men with better blood sugars. And it's interesting also that I've had patient after patient that we've totally reversed off of even insulin-dependent diabetics back into normalcy. And it can be done with nutrition, balance of hormones, balance of supplements. It's amazing how much progress you can make, but it just takes sticking with it.
Yeah.
One of those things, I'm going to cure myself in 21 days. And I'm not making fun of this gentleman. I'm thinking he's doing the right thing by making a move to even get started. I'm so proud of him.
Yeah.
And just keep rolling. And with guys like you on their team, man, I don't see how they could go wrong.
Right. Yeah, watching type 2 diabetes go away is one of the greatest things I've been able to witness, most satisfying things I've been able to witness. We got to take a quick break real quick, and we'll come back and talk some more with Jim Hirschner from Las Colinas Pharmacy.
Welcome back into You're the Cure right here on AM 580. Dr. Ben Edwards, MD, Veritas Medical. Check out the website, veritasmedical.com. And, of course, our number at the clinic, 1-855-6-VERITAS. Check it out there today. All right, getting right back in it. Special guest on the program, Jen Henderson, here on the show. All right.
Hirschner. Not Henderson.
I don't know why I keep saying that.
I think that was the Muppets guy, wasn't it?
Yeah, Jim Henson.
Henson, yeah.
Yeah, that was him. But this is not who's on the phone. That'd be a remarkable feat if he was on the phone.
Jim is a talented guy, so there's no telling what all he does.
All right, so health coach has a question. Health coach, go right ahead.
Well, I just had for years and years, 20 years, I was on birth control pills, and that I got off of them, and that just rocked my world, turned everything upside down. Took me about 7-8 years to come out of that. So we have teenage daughters, and I recommend to them, do not get on the pill. My high schooler has many friends that parents have put them on birth control pills because these kids are sexually active and they don't want them getting pregnant, and the kids feel terrible and they're gaining weight, feel weird. And so I've told my girls, you know, don't do this. I don't advocate sex before marriage, but once you do get married, you know, what are your options? If you're not going to get on birth control pills, what is a good, healthy alternative?
Jim, I'll let you take that one.
Okay. I do have some strong opinions on this. And I was told that that's the way I'm supposed to address my daughter. Says, you know, I have some strong opinions. Would you like to hear them? But what I can say is that, obviously, as a health professional, I'm going to say, well, I don't like the fact that birth control pills increase the risk of breast cancer by 20 to 25%. And that's in the textbooks in medical school. What I do like to sometimes get through to women a little more with is that if you take birth control pills, you're going to create a hormonal imbalance that is going to slow your metabolism. You're going to have a slower thyroid. You're going to probably gain weight. And you think, well, why would I gain weight? And when we look at women's hormones, the majority of women in America are imbalanced in the fact that they have a good, strong estrogen, but they don't have enough progesterone to offset that estrogen. Therefore, we call them estrogen dominant. And when we have an estrogen dominant female, the body says, oh my gosh, I've got too much estrogen. It's toxic. And so what does it do? The body creates fat in order to hide the excess estrogen in. And so the human body is trying to balance itself with the only tools it knows how. And so it also creates proteins in the bloodstream that grab your thyroid hormone and render it ineffective. And so now you've got a slow metabolism. You're gaining weight and gaining fat because your body is trying to hide this excess estrogen. And it's a no-win situation putting women on birth control pills. And so I'm not a big fan of it. And we can talk also about the fact that, oh, I used birth control pill to calm my periods down. And we can maybe address that in a little bit, Dr. Edwards.
Yeah. What about options? What are your favorite options for contraception, like for Melody's daughters after they get married and maybe don't want to have kids right away? How do you counsel folks?
We typically, I ask them, what are you interested in? And some of them are interested in a diaphragm, you know, a physical device. Some are interested in an IUD. A lot of the gynecologists are opting for IUDs, either one with a small amount of hormone in it or one without hormone, seem to be equally effective. I'm probably a fan of the one without hormone first. And I think they call it the Cover 7. But been around a long time, and it is at least one way to not have to take drugs. These drugs, they're not hormones, they're drugs.
You're chopping up increased risk.
You're breaking up a little there, Jim. What was that last thing you said?
We know that these drugs that these women are taking that have hormonal activity are going to have side effects in the body, and I don't know many of those side effects that are good.
Right. Yep, that's exactly what I found. Another option to consider, which I'm with Jim, the IUDs, diaphragm, some sort of barrier method. I was a big fan of the copper IUDs, and I still am, but we're learning. We just had a guest on last week, Jim, who's a mineral expert, and he was talking about copper toxicity. And I went home to research and haven't found it yet, the literature, to see how much absorption systemically you get of copper. So right now, my official stance at the clinic, if someone asked me today, would be, yeah, the copper IUD, I'd still endorse it, and we'll just monitor your copper levels, you know, in 6 months or a year or something like that. So I do like those. Another potential option is a natural family planning. That takes the right person, right type of personality. But basically you're monitoring your basal body temperatures and you're starting to see your rhythm and when you're ovulating. There's a product called Lady Comp, C-O-M-P. And it's a bedside table device. It's just a small little, about the size of a cell phone. It's got a little thermometer that comes off of it. And every morning the lady takes her temperature and it registers in the computer and it tracks you too and kind of gives you green light days and red light days. But basically it's tracking your basal bodies and your ovulation days. So those are some options too. But let's talk a little bit more about the estrogen dominance that Jim mentioned. Obviously, the birth control pills can give you that. If one interesting tidbit is so many people on these birth control pills and they urinate the estrogen out into the toilet, and the municipal water, treatment plants aren't able to take out all that estrogen. So most municipal water supplies actually have estrogen in it. There's estrogens in foods that we eat because the different animals are given hormones to increase weight because they get more money for the per pound of their animal that we're eating, or even the milk that we're drinking. There's estrogen-like compounds, endocrine disruptors, we call them. These different chemicals that they're in makeup, they're in plastic water bottles, different products that act like estrogen. So it creates
this. Being in Lubbock, Texas.
Yep, exactly. It creates an environment people are exposed to just too much estrogen without enough progesterone to balance it. So you get that whole estrogen dominant picture that Jim was just talking about. And we see this all the time. Young girls coming in, started their cycles early. They're heavy, heavy, heavy cycles, even clots, or they bleed a long time. They get bad headaches and have anxiety, weight gain, all these estrogen dominant symptoms, and they're like 12, 13, 14, 15 years old. It's not uncommon. Of course, we attract these kind of patients at our clinic, but we're seeing a lot of that. Have you seen, you've been in this a lot longer than I have, Jim, as far as dealing with patients. Have you seen an uptick in that from the 80s through the 90s and into the 2000s to current?
Oh, absolutely. And so we do have some cool tools at our available to us to help these young ladies, because my first inclination on a teenager is definitely not going to be to put them on progesterone to try to balance that estrogen. It would be to try to fix their body. And I think that you would agree with me. I mean, for instance, just an example, if you help them with their insulin glucose balance, getting their blood sugars down, that's going to increase their progesterone levels. In addition, we can give fiber, just simple fiber, once or twice a day will significantly reduce estrogen by simply grabbing it in the gut and the stool, and will keep it from recirculating back into the body. And I can't tell you how many women have said, Jim, just that fiber alone has helped me to rebalance. My periods are lighter. I'm feeling more like myself.
That's great.
I have a question. If somebody's been on birth control pills for a while, obviously what I did didn't work to just get off of them. How do you wean yourself off of them?
You're looking at typically a 3 to 6 month normalization of your hormones after you go off of them, because it depends on how long you've been on them. But unfortunately, the body has been depending on those exogenous, the hormones from outside your body, to provide your hormones. And so when you go off of them, your body has to re-regulate itself, to upregulate its own production of its natural hormones. And that takes a while. It's not going to happen in 1 month or 2 months. Typically, it's going to be 3 to 6 months before women start feeling more like themselves again. I've seen it take a year.
So, but do you, you stop the pill and then you immediately start the bioidentical, or do you just start taking?
Well, it depends on if you're premenopausal or perimenopausal or postmenopausal.
What if you're, I'm thinking specifically of my daughter's friend, if her parents were so willing to try this other methods, if she would just get off, or, because obviously she's going to be a little wacky on the hormone side after being on it for a while.
Yeah, I would. There's only one way to get something finished, and that's to start it. And so there could be a month or two of uncomfortableness, maybe a little extra PMS symptoms, a little more of instability as her body is trying to shift gears. And we see the same thing when we're trying to shift gears on people who are on a high sugar diet to a low sugar diet. It takes them a little while to readjust and their body to become adapted to a new way of metabolizing for energy. Mm-hmm. So sure. I mean, if you prepare her and just say, hey, and guys like Dr. Ben have some helpful things. I mean, we have natural products that have a calming effect, like magnesium and L-theanine, which are super to help make you feel a little more like yourself until some of those hormonal imbalance symptoms disappear.
Okay.
Jim, have you found any really effective treatments? I'm moving now into more the menopausal, perimenopausal, and menopausal ladies who maybe don't want to do bioidentical hormones or any hormone replacement therapy. or they want to try first to not. Have you found anything to really be effective from a supplement, herbal, vitamin standpoint?
I mean, just strictly speaking, just from taking an herb and getting an effect, there are some supplements that help. You've probably heard of black cohosh, you know, which is a herb that helps, has an estrogenic effect. And that just helps with that as the estrogen is declining over those few years, because menopause does not hit women overnight. I mean, it is something that is approaching for 10, 12 years. And, I mean, by the time a woman is 40, she's already lost 80% of her progesterone. She still has about, she's only lost about 20% of her estrogen at that point, however. So, obviously, that's an estrogen dominance issue. But as they get closer to menopause, then the estrogen's dropping more rapidly. Progesterone's really dropped. And so what we see is black cohosh helping those symptoms, little hot flashes and night sweats, and some of the anxiety. And we also see Agnus castus as a pretty cool herb that increases progesterone levels. And
can you say that
those
again?
Those two will work.
What was that?
Agnus castus. Anyway, it's a great little supplement that will help increase progesterone levels. As a matter of fact, it's my choice for premenopausal women who are just having PMS symptoms. If you want to try just an herb first, try Agnus castus. And just see if you can get those progesterone levels up a little bit. But then, unfortunately, these herbs are not going to carry women long-term. They're going to get them through those 2-3 years of perimenopause into the early stages of menopause. But then as the ovaries shut down, then we've got other sources of hormones that we can talk about. I don't know if today is the topic for that, but the adrenal glands will give us some hormones, and so we can encourage the adrenals to be healthier. This is when we've got to decide, do we want to use a full complement of bioidentical hormones at that time?
Right. Well, we've got about 5 minutes left, Jim, and I think that's a good lead in to kind of the system that you've developed and that you work with physicians across the state and country, I think. Optimum Hormone Balance is the name of the system, but can you kind of explain what that is and how that works and why you do that?
Sure. I was faced with a very huge caseload, and as a pharmacist, it's unusual to have a large caseload of hormone patients and natural medicine patients. And so anyway, I'd been on some national shows. I'd been on the Dr. Phil show 3 times, and obviously a lot of people in the country were exposed to some of this information. I'd helped Robin McGraw personally with her hormones in the early stages and on into menopause, and so she was very appreciative, and so they had me on the show. And anyway, I started managing so many cases for patients all over that it got very unwieldy to just have paper charts. And so I developed a software program that helps to assess patients and then to manage the cases more easily, because I had case files stacked up in 4 or 5 stacks on my desk, just a foot high. And it was just more than one person could manage. And so I thought, I've got to have a software solution. So that's why we developed this. Matter of fact, my partner in the software company, it's an interesting case study, because the reason he wanted to help me with it is because he said, Jim, you saved my marriage. You know, my wife, who is a psychiatric med manager nurse, so she does psychiatry, and she was always the rock of that family. And all of a sudden, she started going a little haywire with her menopausal symptoms. She was just very tough to get along with and grumpy. And so I got her hormones straightened out, and she was, and her thyroid also, and she was so back to being her old self, the rock of the family. And so he was so pleased with the results that we had on his wife that he said, I want to help you with the software project. So I have a partner in the software program.
Yeah, that's awesome. So many of these folks I run into who are my mentors, who teach me, the physicians and others, have similar stories of it was their own personal illness or problem or a loved one, a spouse who was sick, and not getting good enough answers from kind of the conventional thought process or a pharmaceutical agent, and kind of forced them to look outside the box. So my hat's off to all those folks who have sacrificed but also went outside the box to find answers. So this Optimum Hormone Balancing Software, basically Jim puts on a conference in Dallas. Physicians and others can go to it, but it's primarily for healthcare providers, or exclusively, Jim?
We do train both pharmacists. We've had mid-levels physicians, assistants, and nurse practitioners, as well as MDs and DOs. In addition, we've had chiropractors attend the classes. So we have a lot of people who want to learn more about hormones, thyroid, and the integrative medicine way of treating patients.
Right. So in this program, Jim really goes over, obviously, the hormones and all the science and all the evidence about bioidentical hormones versus synthetics, but then also brings in the adrenals and the thyroid and the gut, and just integrates the whole thing like we've talked about. The body's a complex, you know, organism that all these different parts work together. So that's what I love about Jim and his philosophy and his software and his program. It brings all this in and kind of streamlines it into a process that's easy for the practitioner, easy for the patient, and the results are really good too. So I encourage listeners, if you aren't, I mean, we've just signed up with Jim in the Optimal Hormone Balancing Program. We're I would say dabbling in it, but more we're just starting slowly so we can learn, get our feet wet and learn the software and learn the program. So we recruited 15 patients to volunteer and be our guinea pigs to help us learn. But the learning process is pretty simple and quick because it's an easy program. But for other listeners who aren't in this city, there's Optimum Hormone Balance clinics across the state, right, Jim?
Right, there are. And we have also, anytime anybody wants to see a demo of the software to see how it might help them in efficiency and accuracy of treating these patients in their practice, we're happy to show it to them online. They don't have to come to Dallas to be able to take a peek at it.
Yeah, I was just had a doctor from Abilene shadow a couple weeks ago, and then had a meeting this weekend with a doctor from Dallas, and I recommended both those guys check you out and get in touch with you, because it's just a great way to move into the natural integrative medicine field. So, Jim, there's a lot I wanted to get to. We didn't get to get to it because the hour is up, but we'll definitely have you back. We really value your expertise and value all your experience too. So thank you for sharing your morning with us and sharing all your wisdom.
Well, this is my passion, and it was a great being with you guys. And I've just got to tell folks that what Dr. Ben is doing out there in Lubbock is a unique and a wonderful way of treating patients, and you should be really thanking your lucky stars you have him out there to help you.
Mm-hmm. Well, no doubt about it.
I second that.
Well, thank you so much, Jim, for being with us on the show today. We'll have you back real soon. And again, is there a website or anything that you want to put out that maybe people could go and look at or anything like that? Any information?
We have a website, LasCalinasPharmacy.com, and that's just our basic pharmacy website. Matter of fact, we're putting up a new website over the next couple of weeks, and so it'll be a little more informative once the new one gets popped up.
Fantastic. All right. Well, we appreciate that, Jim, and you have a wonderful week, sir, and we look forward to having you back here on You're the Cure at some point in the future.
Okay. Thanks again for having me.
All right.
Thanks,
Thank
Jim.
You. Dr. Ben Edwards, MD, we appreciate it. We look forward to seeing you back here next time on You're the Cure right here on AM 580. You have a wonderful rest of the week as well.
Thank you, sir.
And stick around now, Unconfused, coming up next right here on AM 580.